Historical researchers were in Windsor last week, delving into the city's Italian community, trying to learn a little more about what life was like for Italian Canadians living here during World War II. Because at the time, Canadians of Italian heritage were considered enemy aliens. Travis Tomchuk is a researcher with the Italian Canadians as Enemy Aliens Project, and he's on the telephone. Mr. Tomchuk, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. For those just kind of catching up with this story, tell me what your project is all about.
The project is CHRP-funded, which is the Community Historical Recognition Program. It's a part of the Citizenship and Immigration Portfolio, and they've set aside monies for groups who, different ethno-cultural groups who have experienced discrimination at some point in the past, to access money for educational programs. And one of those happens to be the Italian experience during the Second World War. But there are others, such as the Chinese head tax and the SS St. Louis, the boatload of Jewish refugees from Germany that was turned away in the 1930s from Canada. So that's kind of the impetus for the project itself.
So what did you find out while you were here?
Well, the Windsor experience, from what we know, is quite similar to what happened to Italians in other parts of the country. I guess there was roughly about 35 to 40 Italians that were arrested on June 10th, 1940, or thereabouts. We were actually able to access some of the police register for that day. That's at the Windsor Public Library archives. So it actually had listed like the names of the people that were picked up by police.
And were they picked up simply because they were Italian-Canadians?
That's part of it. There was investigations into the Italian community by the RCMP. They also had informants working for them that were generally Italian themselves. So the idea, of course, was that these Italians may have been fascist or fascist sympathizers who were considered a threat to Canada now that Italy had declared war. But again, it's hard to say. There's a number of various cultural groups that Italians were part of, such as the Order Sons of Italy, which by their own charter was supposed to be non-political. And even though there was an attempt by the Italian consulate to kind of take control of Italian cultural organizations and have the fascist doctrine a bit more prominent, et cetera, et cetera, it's not exactly clear whether or not the folks that were arrested on June 10th, 1940 were indeed fascists or to what degree they may have supported Mussolini and his policies.
Were you able to talk to any of the people who were actually taken into custody?
No, we talked to a granddaughter of an internee, but the family was quite tight-lipped and the grandfather didn't really share his experiences. It was something that wasn't discussed amongst the family itself.
Does the record show what happened to those who were arrested?
Well, it depends. They probably spent some of them spent a couple days in a Windsor city jail. I'm not sure if back in the 1940s if there was just the one location or not. And then eventually they would have been transferred either to Toronto or straight to Petawawa camp up near Ottawa.
Do we know how many Italian Canadians were interned during World War II?
It's somewhere like around 600 or maybe just over 600. Part of one of the deliverables for this project is to determine as accurately as possible that number because, I've seen it as low as the 580s to as high as like 700. So, but it's a bit tricky. There are lists that the Canadian government had compiled that are, open access at Library and Archives Canada in Ottawa. But these lists are not necessarily complete. And some people were just like arrested on June 10th and they were let go within a couple of days, while others were sent to camp. So.
And how were they treated in the camps?
Well, the terminology that folks use about the camps back in that day tend to describe it as a concentration camp, like children of internees that we've interviewed, but it's not the same as a concentration camp would have been in like Nazi Germany, for instance. people that Italians or Germans or that were interned during the Second World War, you know, of course they didn't have any liberty. And they had to stay in these camps. Most of them were put to work. Some of them that was manual labor, cutting down trees to, you know, for fires for cooking or keeping their huts warm during the winter. Others were involved in road construction, but some people were also able to practice their trade. There was a number of Italian doctors that were interned, and they continued with that profession in the camp. I understand the food didn't start out so great, but that, you know, generally they were well fed, well treated. But I think the worst part of it for the internees was just the loss of liberty, not being able to see their families. And some people came out of those camps quite changed men, really.
Once you're finished gathering all of this research, I suppose a two-part question. I mean, is there a timeline here? Do you know when you'll have everything together?
The permanent exhibit that will be housed at the Columbus Center here in Toronto is set to launch in April of next year.
Okay, so that's what you'll be doing with the research?
Yes, it'll be a permanent exhibit as well as an online version. And with all the materials we've collected and the oral history interviews that we've done, we're also creating a archive.
Mr. Tomchuk, good of you to talk to us, sir. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Travis Tomchuk is a researcher with the Italian Canadians as Enemy Aliens Project, and that project is funded by the Community Historical Recognition Program of Citizenship and Immigration Canada. By the way, the nearest internment camp to Windsor was Camp Number 10 in Chatham, which was big enough to house 325 people.